returning to the World Cup action down under. While it's been a disappointing result for the Republic of Ireland, their opening game finished up with the final score, Ireland 1, Republic of Ireland 0, a penalty from captain Stephanie Catley in the second half. Our soccer correspondent Tony O'Donoghue spoke to Ireland manager Vera Powell a short time ago and asked her for her reaction to the game.
It's very disappointing. We said at halftime this is a game that will be decided on one mistake, whether it's them or us, and that's what happened.
It was very unfortunate. It was a penalty, would you say?
I don't know. I haven't seen it on the bench. I was more busy with what's happening over there. I have to review it. I don't know. You know probably better.
It looked like more a tangle, a coming together of legs, rather than a push as such. But one mistake, as you say, and changed the game. It was tight, as you expected, but Ireland brought the storm.
Yeah, and I'm very proud of that. We brought on Abby and Lucy and... They get more pressure forward, to have fresh legs there, and they came on very, very well. At the end, as you see, we could put more pressure on them with Louise up front, and then you need to have a little bit of luck.
Our soccer correspondent Tony O'Donoghue also spoke to Ireland's captain Katie McCabe and asked her what she thought of the game.
Yeah, look, this is the top level now. We know when. If we make mistakes, we'll be punished at this level. But there's absolutely lots of positives to take from it. I think we got the ball in nice wide areas, got crossed in the box, and tried to pick up on a lot of second phase. So yeah, of course we want to improve our final third entries and getting shots across, shots away at goal. But yeah, we'll be looking to recover now and then push on for Canada.
Ireland's first game at a World Cup finals. You should be proud of that.
Yeah, like it's absolutely amazing. There's been so much talk of it all year, and it's finally come tonight. And to walk out and see our fans and feel the support, have our friends and family here. We know there's a nation hall behind us at home as well, and it's an amazing feeling. I hope we've done them proud tonight. I know the result wasn't what we expected and what we wanted, but we'll be working hard to try and get a result against Canada.
Ireland captain Katie McCabe with our soccer correspondent Tony O'Donoghue in Sydney. The noise you can hear in the background is a truck in front of me here at the Jodie stand in Dalymount Park, removing the giant screen that over 500 people were watching the game on here this morning in Dublin. Sue Ronan was also watching. She's a former Ireland player and manager and joins us now on the line. Sue, thanks for taking our call today.
No problem at all, Gavin.
Well, what did you make of that?
Well, I mean, first off, we have to say what a great occasion it was. And isn't it just fantastic that we qualified and we were there and we were opening the tournament in Australia with 75,000 people in the stadium and half of them probably dressed in green, white and orange. So I'm sure there's a lot of tears there at the national anthem. But when you look at the game itself, I think we can feel a little bit unlucky. I think it was a very, very tight game. First 45 minutes, Australia definitely had much more of the ball than we did. And we expected that. So it was really all about defending for us in our low block, and we did that very, very well. We frustrated them to restricting them to long range shots. I think their best outlet really was their pacey wide players who were very dangerous, and they tried to create overloads and 1v1 situations on both sides to try to gain some chances. But really, apart from one or two little moments, we didn't look in trouble. And then, unfortunately, those type of tactics, you don't create a lot. And then when we did get the ball forward, I thought our passing was a bit off, which was unusual. And especially from players you wouldn't expect. It was just a little bit sloppy and probably maybe from concentrating so much on defending. But we just weren't getting forward to support Caruso enough when we did get the ball. Second half then, obviously, we can see the penalty. And, yeah, it's a clumsy penalty. And Catley made no mistake from the spot. But I really thought the last 20 minutes was very, very positive. The substitutions made a huge change, I think.
Yes.
Unfortunately, we just didn't have the quality to score. But look, it's all to play for. We need a result in the next game, of course. I'd certainly like to see us maybe threaten teams a little bit earlier in games because we showed glimpses of it. And maybe mix up our tactics a bit and try and do that a little bit earlier. Obviously, you have to respect teams that are maybe that bit better than us. But look what we did when we brought an 18-year-old on and in Abby Larkin and Lucy Quinn as well. I think we created a lot. We just didn't have that finesse to score.
Canada and Nigeria next. Our fate is still, of course, in our own hands to try and get out of this group and into the last 16. As a former player and manager, Can you describe your emotions watching the team come out today, the national anthem, playing in front of 75,000 in a game of this occasion?
You know, you just even asking me that again, I'm nearly welling up. Honest to God, I was watching it at home on TV and I actually cried watching when the national anthem was being played and sung, and looking at all the girls really enjoying the moment and singing it. And it was just fantastic for us to have a team there. I mean, we've tried for so long. I think everybody knows all the hard luck stories over the years and all the trailblazers that would have gone before us all 50 years ago, who didn't have the resources that are there now. And you know, this moment, this qualification was for everybody, I think, that went before. And it just meant so much to anyone who's ever been involved in women's football, and it was a really proud moment, I have to say.
Sue Rowland, thank you.